Modest is hottest. That phrase has taken a life of its own, and today you get to hear from the heart of the woman who created it, Miss Jamie Jamgosian. Jamie, what do you think of fashion?
Fashion, don't we all love it? And you know, it's okay, girls, if you're not into clothes, because not everyone is wired that way. Some of us just love jeans, t-shirt, and a ball cap. I personally love clothes. I love fashion. I love to see what the current trends are and find ways to make those modest.
You like modesty as much as I do, huh?
I am a huge fan of modesty. I made up this slogan a while ago and live by it. Modest is hottest.
Now, you even do events for teenagers called Modest is Hottest. Mom, if you have an older daughter, check them out at jamiejam.com. You'll love them. So, Jamie, what tips do you have for us to stay modest but fashionable?
If you were to step into my closet right now and the home I bought, I have to admit I bought for the huge walk-in closet, you would see tons of items that can be layered, whether that be leggings, cute skirts, jeans with tops and vests over them. I've got everything. Some days I'm in the mood to be real kind of dressy and business looking like, and other days I just want to be fun and artsy. But my go-tos right now would definitely be some of my leggings, some of my fun skirts, tank tops, long vests. I do love my black Converse. Was thinking about getting a gray pair. But I think modest is hottest is the way to live. And I am meeting hundreds, thousands of girls that don't just believe this, but live this.
Do you think as Christians who are embracing modesty that we can wear anything we want?
Girls, it is so easy to take any outfit and make it modest. Whether that be finding a tank top to put below that, whether that be throwing leggings on with it, whether that be, you know, having to modify it in some way where maybe it was a dress, but you make it a top over some jeans. There is no excuse at all for us not to live in a way that reflects the beauty of God. I like to share this. If Jesus Christ himself were to walk into your bedroom before you were heading out to school, heading out to youth group, that sporting event, that church event, whatever, would you be comfortable in what you're wearing? Would you feel like it honors him?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it, Jamie? Are we honoring Jesus? Secret Keeper Girl, go and honor Jesus this week.